Now we come to Psalm 116. Psalm 116 is one of the great psalms of the Scripture. Some have said that it's next to the 23rd Psalm. And here you have a thanksgiving psalm. A man here is in distress. He calls upon God, and God hears in mercy. It's a love psalm. It's a Hallel psalm. It is a simple psalm. And it speaks of the past, of the sufferings of Christ in the presence of death. Did you know that he sang this the night he was arrested? The day before he died, he sang this. I'd love to have heard him sing. Somebody said, I'd love to have heard him teach. I'd love to have heard him sing. And it was for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. And he sang that night with great joy. And then it speaks of the future. It speaks of the deliverance of the remnant of Israel in the great tribulation period. And then it speaks of the present. It has a message for modern man, for the believer today. Now, this is what God wants you and me to know. It's a gracious word for those in distress and trouble. It'll relieve your anxiety. It'll dispel your doubts. And the Lord Jesus sang it the night before he was crucified. Now, in the first five verses, God hears. In verses 6 through 13, God helps. And in verses 14 to 19, God is holy. Will you listen to this? I love the Lord. It's a love song. I love the Lord. Have you ever told him that you love him? And I think the most important factor in the Christian life is right here. Do you love the Lord Jesus? That's it. Do you love his person? Do you love him? Do you have a personal relationship with him? Is there any communication with him? By the way, have you talked to him today? Is he vital and real to you? Not phony and pious religion today. The world's tired of that, and aren't you tired of it? And the Scripture says we love him because he first loved us, whom having not seen ye love. And then he said to Simon Peter, Simon, lovest thou me? And unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins. And then he says, I'm going to make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I love thee. And that's the church in Philadelphia. And I think that's the Bible-believing church today. And what is the basis of all this? I love the Lord. Why? He's heard me. Has God heard your prayer? Are we to pray audibly? Well, it says, God has heard my voice. And that means to pray audibly. I like to get in the car and ride along, talk to the Lord. Best place in the world. And believe me, you need to talk to the Lord driving here in Southern California these days. Now he says in verse 3, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of Sheol got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. This is the desperate need of this man, our Lord on the cross. He knew what he was going through. He sang it that night. The sentence of death was upon him. And actually, it's on us. He didn't have to die. Nobody took his life from him. He laid it down for you and me. You and I walk through the valley of the shadow of death all the time. Now listen to him. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. He cried out, Lord, save me. And he was heard. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. How wonderful this is. The Lord preserveth the simple. That'll include me, maybe you. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Now, if you've experienced salvation and know that God today is merciful and that God has helped you and God has saved you, you know that he's going to continue to lead you along. I was brought low, and he helped me. How wonderful this. He's delivered my soul. This is a very wonderful section, by the way. Now, verse 13, here he says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And I think that cup at the Passover passed at that time, and our Lord took that cup. And I'm not sure, but what this is the one that he said, I'll not drink this cup with you. I'll drink it anew with you in my kingdom. But he drank that cup on the cross, my beloved, for you and me. Now we come to this very last section of this psalm here. And God is holy. And that's very important to see. That's the reason he had to die for us. I'll pay my vows. Now notice this. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious was the death of Christ to God. And precious is the death of those who lay down their lives as martyrs in the great tribulation period, and many will. And I'm not sure of what we can use it today, though a man may not have lived for God, yet he's trusted him, and his death is precious in his sight. How wonderful this psalm is.